Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where we've seen some pretty interesting rules Paul has given to the church at Corinth in order to help them rein in their gathered meetings. And one of the interesting aspects of what Paul is writing here is that he's essentially telling some tongue speakers and some prophets that they're going to have to put a sock in it. Not every person gets to speak. Paul doesn't say that only three tongue speakers and only three prophets will receive a message from the Lord, but rather he says that no more than three can speak. So if you show up fourth in line, well, guess what? You have to go sit down. But Cliff, don't they have a word from God? And didn't God know about the other three? This seems like a severe case of quenching the Spirit to me. Well, that's not at all what it is. This is a severe case of the Spirit quenching people and moving people to trust the providence of God. Now, who is the producer of this type of self-control? Well, it's the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. How could a prophet or a tongue speaker, if they were the fourth one or the fifth one or didn't have an interpreter, how could they reasonably just stay quiet? Wouldn't they be like Jeremiah with fire shut up in their bones? Don't they have a message to proclaim? And they are just to go sit back down? How so? Well, if they're in submission to the Holy Spirit, then this type of self-control will be on display. And it's not the type of self-control that goes back to the seat with mumbling under your breath or kicking rocks on the way back. There is a trust in the Lord, a thankfulness that the Lord seeks to make His message clear to people, and trusting that He knows, God knows the process of how that is to happen better than we do. So why all of these parameters? Why only three tongue speakers at that time and only if there was an interpreter? Why only three prophets? Why the weighing of the messages? For the sake of the clarity of the message. The Lord didn't want His people to gather in order to be saturated with a bunch of different disconnected words from Him. Who could remember that? Who could keep up with that? God didn't want us meditating on 15 different words or messages from Him. You wouldn't walk out built up or encouraged or consoled. You would walk away tired and worn out and wondering what to do with the fire hydrant that was just unleashed upon you. So there was a weighing of the word for the sake of clarity of God's message. And there was self-control exercised by the speakers for the sake of not confusing or overloading the people. Clarity of message broadcasts the shalom of God. When you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Australia, Canada, and the United States.